This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Chazal asks, what happened to Korach? Korach was a smart man. Korach pikeachaya. Korach was a wise, clever man. Ma'ra l'shtazu. Why did he see fit to pursue this foolishness? And the expression of Chazal found in Rashi is Enoi hita'asai. His eye made him make a mistake. And Rashi goes on to explain he saw in the future the great lineage, a great dynasty that would come from him. But it's interesting that Chazal used the word Enoi, his eye. Why didn't they say Enav, his eyes? That would typically be expected to be the expression. And Rav Meir Shapiro, the Lublin Rav, says an incredible explanation. The Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that a person was given two eyes. Each eye, figuratively, has a different responsibility. One eye is to look upward and to recognize the Roimimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the beauty, the grandeur, the majesty, the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one eye is to look down and to recognize Shiflus Atzmai, his own unworthiness, his own low state vis-a-vis relative to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One eye is to recognize the godless HaBoyri, and the other eye is to recognize one's own shiflus. However, Korach, Enoi, that other eye, that second eye that is designated to recognize one's own shiflus, instead of Korach seeing himself and recognizing his unworthiness, and the fact that he's a Basar Adam, that eye was focused on the great dynasty and lineage that would come from him, and that ultimately was his own doing. Enoi, one of his eyes, that second eye, Hitasai, that caused him to err. In contradistinction to Moshe Rabbeinu, despite all of his greatness, despite the fact he took us out of Mitzrayim, and he gave us the Mun, and of course he gave us the Torah, but at the end of Moshe's life, looking back at all of his accomplishments, the Torah says, Lecha hasa enai, his eye. Yes, that second eye was not dimmed. He never stopped understanding, recognizing his state of humility. Moshe Rabbeinu, Lecha hasa enai, says Rav Meir Shapiro, the Lublin Rav. Wishing everyone a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.